So a person deposits money with a money changer, and the money inadvertently is temple money, is hekdesh money. Im tsurin, if the money's tied up like properly in a bundle and it's with, you know, I mean, some of the commentaries say even with an unusual knot, but it's clear to the money changer that he's just being given the money to safeguard. He's not being given this money to use. Lo yishtamesh for him. So obviously he's not allowed to use it, right? The money changer's not allowed to use the money. Lefikach im hoitzi, if he does use the money, ma'al, he has committed me'ilah. And that's the obvious case. Imutarim, but if the money is loose, if the homeowner gives the, you know, the money changer and it's just loose change over there, so what's the implication? That the homeowner doesn't mind if the money changer uses the money, right? That's the implication. So yishtamesh b'hem, so he can use the money, and when the homeowner, when the person who owns the money comes back, he'll give him whatever, he'll just give him his money back, but it won't be those coins, it won't be the same coins that were deposited with him. Lefikach im hoitzer, so if the money changer in that case actually does use the money for other people, lo ma'al, so he has not committed me'ilah. And why hasn't he committed me'ilah? So he hasn't committed me'ilah because in this case he's just an agent of the person who deposited the money with him, and therefore he hasn't committed me'ilah. Some of the commentaries say in this case, so the person who deposited the money, he's the one who has committed me'ilah, right? Because he put the money there in such a way that the money changer would use the money. Eitzel balabas, if they put money with a balabas, with a householder, bankachu bankach, whether it's tied or whether it's loose, lo yishtamesh b'hem. So the householder may not use that money. So now the money's just given to some other, you know, it's not given to a money changer, it's given to his friend over there, right? So his friend's not allowed to use that money in all cases. Lefikach im hoitz, if he does use the money, ma'al, so he has committed me'ilah because he had no permission to use that money. And last case is Hachinvani is a shopkeeper. If the money is given to a shopkeeper, so now Kabbalah Basti Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that a shopkeeper has the same halachas as a homeowner, meaning he's not allowed to touch that money at all. And if he does touch the money and use the money, it's you know, he's committed me'ilah. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kashulchani, he has the same halachas as a money changer, meaning if it's tied up, then he's not allowed to use it. And if it's loose, he would have permission to use it over there. Brings over here that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in this case over here, that a storekeeper is compared to a money changer. So it would depend on how the money is given to him, whether he could use the money or not.